What the bleep happened here? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
Lionel Richie! Can you sing Say You, Say Me, but make it about beer?
Sure, I guess. Hey, you, beer me. Beer me for always. That's the way it should be. Hey, you, beer me. Beer us together, naturally.
No, make every word beer. Beer, 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 beer. Wait, I forgot the words. The Don and Mike Show.
Hot as balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Nice. The show's gonna be funny.
Oh, it's gonna be a great show.
The show is great.
Sure it is.
So is Joe.
Joe!
What the bleep happened here?
Hello, Larry. Loud compressed Larry.
Oh, I'm aroused and confused.
Oh, dear me.
And?
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Yeah, that's true, but not the one I was looking for.
Mommy boobies.
There we go.
Mommy boobies.
That's right.
Mommy baby. Boobies.
That's right. You got that right.
Wonderful.
Let's turn down the rock and try to call Surf.
Let's give Surf a call. God, I like Surf.
I look forward to this. I hope we get him.
Well, he's working, isn't he?
Yeah, he might be in the vinyl vault.
Yeah, picking out some new vinyl. It's new classic rock.
That's good.
Calling our DJ friend Surf, who we were just talking about. He should be doing a show right now.
4-7, hang on.
Good.
That was perfect.
I imagine
that's an old style DJ answering the phone.
Someone may have hipped him to the fact we're going to call.
Celebrate Fairfax. That's live on 94.7 The Globe. Some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in there, too. How you doing?
Sir.
Hey, now.
I can't wait to see that new Tom Petty video.
Yeah, they debuted it over the weekend at the
Surf
Film Festival. I hope it makes it to
what?
DCU.
Hear the edit?
Yeah. Oh, and it with the guy on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Surf, yeah.
And, next thing I know,
and then he gets the guy on the phone to say...
Surf has a great piece of software at his studio where he records his voice and the caller's voice on separate tracks, so he can do any edit he wants to for any call.
You'll be the next Brad Pitt. Anyway, we'll let you know on 94.7 The Globe when that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers special comes to D.C. and where.
Oh, good. I'll be waiting for that.
Buzz will be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it?
Now I'll pick up the phone.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Surf.
This is great that we're on this request line.
It really is you too.
I love it.
Now what if we run into some 19-year-old piece of ass?
Hey, what do you say?
There you go.
Surf!
Surf!
It's Don and Mike. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air, Surf.
How are you, Surf? We just were talking about you. We wanted to call you and say hello.
How the hell are you guys?
We're doing great. Surf, how are you?
I am good.
You're working the request lines today. Hey, doing that thing. Hey, 94.7, hold on a second, please.
this is real radio, guys. They rock you a long time.
This is terrific. And we were just talking about how much fun we have with you. And we miss you. We just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys in a while. Can we get together socially, or is that
I think, we all still work for the same company. I think we can do that.
Yeah, love that.
Tell me, Surf, how many years now have you been in album radio? That's the, for lack of a better term.
I think it's 35.
35 years.
35 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But how come you don't pull out a gun and shoot yourself when you have to play that same U2 song every other day?
Hey, come on. I like U2.
He likes U2. He does.
I love the music. I haven't had so much fun since the HFS days. This is fun.
You know what, Surf? Rob was telling the story about how you went up to Philadelphia and you lived in a church for a while, right?
Well, in a way, yes.
Is it true that your bedroom was the altar?
Yes.
And what is the other great thing that I am proud to say that I have in common with my friend Surf?
Well, yeah.
Who's the rock star you banged, the who I banged?
Oh, are we going to go there this afternoon?
It's a notch in my belt. It's a notch in your belt.
I'll scream it. Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pat Benatar.
You
only rock once, sir.
Hell is for children.
That's right. Hell is for children.
Doesn't Michael Hughes make radio fun?
Come on now.
See, he has to work for him,
he
too.
He works for him, too.
All right. Well, sir, if we were just talking about you going down memory lane, just want to say hi.
Oh, cool. Let's get together, guys.
All right, absolutely,
dude.
Sir.
All right, sir.
That'd be fun.
All right. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Later.
Rock
bye-bye.
On.
Bye.
Surf.
Oh, he did a short goodbye.
Bye-bye. So long, guys. Well, he's working the request lines. Yeah, that's what he's doing today.
And that's also, God bless him, even though he knows we're friends and we wouldn't do anything to get him in trouble, Surf still has to play that whole...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corporate
sure.
thing, like he couldn't.
Sure.
He couldn't say that he's sick of playing that same U2 song.
Of
although,
course he could.
Although you know he's goddamn sick of it.
But he has been doing that since the original, right? The original WHFS,
one of the founding fathers.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he remembered you guys. He wasn't just playing along.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
He's looking at the phone right now, Donna.
Oh,
Mike.
You know what? The one thing about Surf,
what
his sign off. Chin chin ya ya.
La la say oh chow ya ya.
Wow.
He said goodbye in a bunch of different languages. That's right. That was kind of neat. Who are we calling now?
Call him back. We'll call him back.
He's not doing anything.
So you can play a record for us.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah. What are you going to request?
I don't know. Something like John Mayer?
No. Make it something palatable. How about you too?
I'm going to ask for James Blunt. You're beautiful.
How about you too?
Just played it.
Since we talked, did he just play U2?
He was just playing U2 a second ago.
I thought he was playing Tom Petty.
Well, no, he was,
no,
talking,
he was talking
about
Tom
Petty.
Petty's playing U2.
Right. Now there I am again, not listening. Jesus, what's wrong with me? John Mayer.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Would you play Circle of Life, Elton John?
I'm going to request Fog Hat.
Just stop it.
They wouldn't play Fog Hat on that station.
No, not anymore.
Not now.
They would when they were all rock and roll oldies.
Although now all they play now is the same Crosby, Stills, and Nash record they used to play when they were classic rock before, right? They just play, instead of playing like cut 1 through 10, they play cut 10 through 1.
I know what I'll request, Neil Young.
I hate Neil Young.
Down by the river, take a look at yourself. Cinnamon Girl is a good song.
Long May You Run.
Long may you run. I want to live with a cinnamon girl.
Give me another one. Give me another Neil Young.
I mean, that's really...
Rockin' in the Free World?
Ooh, rockin' in the free world.
Well, the thing about Neil Young is he can't get by on his looks forever.
Lamb chop sideburns. Well, Surf's got to know he's not going to be playing all the hits. All the time. If you don't answer your request lines, man.
I hope nothing's happened to him.
Probably knows it's us.
I'll put that one on hold. Man. Try another one.
Ya, ya, sen, sen, che, che, ya, ba, bbb, whatever the hell it was.
And baby, rock on.
Because you only rock once.
Date night number one.
Throw a shrimp on the Barbie.
Ooh.
Are they both ringing now?
I've got, here's.
This reminds me of the old days right now, what we're doing now.
Here's
calling
one line.
DJs. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Virtually both lines are ringing at the same time.
Editing a call.
If you win those Petty tickets, you have to give them to Buzz.
Yes, you
Buzz
do.
Will go.
That's true.
If you turn out to be the 9th and 10th caller.
I bet they're lawn seats.
All right, now, hold on a second. Let me see.
And it's at the Patriot
one
Center.
Line, two lines on
hold. I've got lawn seats at the Patriot Center. The first 400 callers. That's right. It's an amazingly generous ticket giveaway. Lawn seats at Verizon Center for you to see Bruce Springsteen.
Now hold on. He's answering some lines.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Surf, yeah.
Hello?
Talk to me.
Unless he busied them. Oh, he put you on hold.
He put this one on hold.
We're on standby.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Would you play...
Hello?
Would you play You're Beautiful by James Blunt?
You're killing me. Stop.
All right.
Stop. Okay, we won't do it anymore.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
What a good friend.
Yeah. He knew.
Yep.
He knew who it was.
Right away.
What's up? Bonsai. Vaya con Dios. Adios. Bonsoir. Sayonara. TTFN. Ciao. Ayo. Ayo. Auf Wiedersehen. And rock on, baby. You only rock once.
That's right.
That's a good quality tape.
Yeah. You see,
Say this really though to the Nimrods at CBS.
All right.
That guy Surf, he knows more about radio in Washington D.C. in one of his discolored orange fingernails than the program directors at all of the stations combined know in all of their tiny brains. And yet, I'm pretty sure that when you've got a font of knowledge like Surf right there, they don't ask him Jack S.
No way. No. Absolutely not.
You know what? They like him for his name and for his heritage in the market and for what he represents.
Senya Ayaya.
He has been there so long. One of the coolest things, he has a great toy collection, but the coolest thing he has...
Sex toys like yours, Mike. Right.
Really?
Yeah, Transformers. Shelves and shelves of them.
I didn't know that.
But he also has a lot of original cells from Yellow Submarine, the Beatles movie.
Oh, really?
That he bought for like $2 each.
And they're pretty valuable right now.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to do this radio thing.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
432 Rock.
You only rock once.
Lawn seats.
You're calling me.
One more time.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on.
Legendary DJ.
There you go.
It wouldn't be us if we didn't like do it a third time.
Sure.
We didn't move into the obnoxious land.
No, he'll still like it. I'll get him this time.
I'd like to hear Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Nothing to do with any record. I'll simply ask him a personal question.
Very good.
See, he's not still with that POA, is he?
That's D-I-V-O-R-C-E from the one that we had the picture of?
Yeah.
No, she's gone.
He got another POA. Remember, we saw him in that architecture.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, he traded up.
Damn.
Come on, Surf.
This is where it goes from being a friendly couple of...
Hey.
Hey, it's us. It's us again.
We just can't stop talking about it.
One last question, really, Surf. How come I didn't see you at the Jeremy Coleman wedding?
Oh, please, no. Okay. I'm having such a nice afternoon.
Okay, no
all
problem.
Right.
We'll leave you alone now.
It's on the internet, Surf.
All right. I will, however, play some Pat Benatar this afternoon.
All right, rock on. Good. Rock on, Surf.
Bye, Surf.
Bye-bye.
And you know what? He worked with us long enough. I'm having such a pleasant afternoon.
You made his day.
The poor guy's actually having to answer the phones today. It's like, my God, this classic rock must be hot today. No, it's just us.
That's fantastic. That was very good about the wedding.
It's just us.
That was a little something for him, too. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure he enjoys that.
If we had time, a fourth call to him would be, did you hear the news? Jeremy's gay. That would probably be the one where he said, guys, don't call anymore. That's
please, right. Over the line.
Way over the line.
But thanks,
way
guys. Over.
Okay, but we come back. Oh, I know what it's time for, Mike. It's time for... time for some little guy fun.
Wonderful. Fresh off the victory yesterday.
That's right.
I'm sorry, the defeat.
As you know, the Washington Redskins are 3-0. They're 2-1. And Dan Snyder, who never met a seat that he did not want to immediately charge more for.
It's a miracle here at FedEx Field that a stadium built for 70,000 fans can now accommodate 92.
Biggest crowd ever yesterday.
Truly amazing. Yes, yesterday. I'm sure people enjoyed getting into and out of the parking lot. Yes, Dan, congratulations.
And the thing is, here's the thing about Snyder. I'm going to try to put this in context for you. There are football players, at least from my opinion, players I watch like Brett Favre, and you know I'm gay for Brett Favre anyway. I'm like so excited. The Packers are 3-0, but you would have to say, even a non-fan, you watch that guy play yesterday, and you'd have to say, goddamn, he is everything that's right with football. And I'm not talking about how he lives his life. Just on the field, the guy loves what he does. Okay, that's one part of football that you like. Then you like another part of football with the player that kicks ass like Ray Lewis, a guy who's so goddamn intense you'd be afraid to get into an elevator with him. And then you've got the coaches, and there are coaches you like and coaches you don't like. And then they get to owners. And generally speaking, you don't like owners. You got a guy like Bob Kraft, big know-it-all. Mm-hmm. You got a guy like Jerry Jones, who I've got to say wins me over with the commercials he does.
Then you got the Rooney family in Pittsburgh that's pretty popular.
Nothing but class.
Right.
And you got the people that know the Giants.
Mara family, the Wellington Mara family. Wellington has passed away, but his sons are still, Tim Mara, still running the team.
If possible, even the name Irsay now has some class to it.
Which is amazing, but it's true because they've really Well, they've overhauled that franchise.
Yeah, right. The old man's dead, and they did things right in Indianapolis.
Oh, you hear that? That's people cussing us up in Baltimore.
So you got all of these individual people in the NFL, and then Michael Vick. We won't even talk about him, but he's involved in the NFL universe.
Right.
In all of this, yeah, you have Dan Snyder, who's the owner of the Redskins, who for whatever reason has so alienated the fans in Washington, D.C., that on any given Sunday, people, of course, want the Redskins to win.
Of course.
But when they don't win and they have the shot of him in his little box having his little tantrum, across the area, across the entire region,
there's joy.
You can hear people going, "Aha!"
Sure.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But he gave a little bit back.
Yeah.
He gave a little bit back yesterday.
That's nice.
He decided.
He sold 6,000 lawn seats yesterday.
He decided that.
FedEx Field.
Mike, he decided that he would give an exclusive interview to Comcast and to our friend King George Michael.
Wonderful.
So we've got a bunch of tape. Now, we've talked about this guy from day number one. He's also the guy that bought the amusement park.
Six Flags.
Wild World.
Wild World. He bought all of them.
He bought everything that
Dick Clark. He bought Tom Cruise.
Right, he bought Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing the guy can't buy is a pair of elevator shoes or a team that can go past the first round in the playoffs.
And he has a reputation as being kind of a mean person.
What?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
I mean, it would be so easy for him to
everything turn, I've read, all the articles I've read.
It would be so easy for Dan Snyder to turn his image around if someone was to get to him and say, "Listen, pal, here's the deal. First off, highlight the fact that you've been a lifetime Redskins fan.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, when you're on the field before the game, don't walk around with 8 security guys bigger than any of the players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Third, even though you're the owner of the team, don't act like you're the goddamn owner of the team.
In other words, seriously, take the Ted Leonsis primer.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever see Ted Leonsis? When I go to a hockey game and the owner of the Washington Capitals is wandering the hallways and shaking hands with people, take the Boston Red Sox owner's cue. You walk out. You know how many bodyguards? Zero. None.
And if you're going to be one of those upfront owners like Jerry Jones or Robert Kraft or that jerk off in Philadelphia who was on TV every other second yesterday.
Or the guy from Denver.
The guy with the full-length full coat. Full-length fur coat, I should say.
I hate that guy.
But you know the difference between all those guys and Shorty?
What?
Those guys all have teams that win.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
They all have teams that win. Really, the thing that I think gets at Redskins fans is that we all know, as Redskins fans, he doesn't really care if they win or lose.
Right.
He really cares most about the Redskins being the richest team in professional sports.
Sure, they kind of are.
Most profitable.
Almost, yeah.
That's what he lives for.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is very, very frustrating.
He wins that game.
He sure does.
Every week.
You know what? I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, though. Really, seriously, a stadium built for, what, 70,000 fans?
Uh-huh.
That now there are 90,000. It's a miracle.
That's right.
Don't know how he did it.
You know, well, he did it without building another road.
Right. He did it indeed.
Why build another road?
Sure.
He didn't sacrifice any concession stand space.
Mm-hmm. Very sure.
Yeah, so anyway, the guy very rarely sits down and actually lets his little munchkin voice be heard.
No, he's not a very accessible guy.
Which is why they were hyping this thing like as an exclusive interview.
The big interview with Dan Snyder.
You know, like you're sitting down with the president of Iran today at Columbia University or whatever.
Right.
That's how they're making this thing out to be.
And he looked not good.
Really?
Really?
He looked.
In what way?
How so?
Do you remember, well, you probably remember from your history classes, how Nixon looked in the 1960 debate?
A little sweaty upper lip?
Sweaty, dark upper lip, like he could have shaved.
Really?
His hair not quite as sculpted as normal and ill at ease.
Interesting.
March 25th of 1999, we're all down in Atlanta. You get the Redskins. If you would have known what it was going to do to your private life, the heartache, the ulcers, would you still have bought this team?
Absolutely.
Why?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's fantastic. It's been ups and downs, but...
What are the ups? I'm a season ticket holder. What's the ups besides what I'm paying every year?
He's richer, and he can pretend that he's a player.
Number of seats are up.
You know, really... It's quite the challenge, and everything I thought it was, plus more.
No, Dan, you can't say it was everything you thought it was. You thought you were going to go win the Super Bowl.
Maybe I still do.
But seriously, there's so much.
That's a good nervous laugh on his part.
Right.
Maybe I do.
Grief and heartache into owning the team.
It always is, and it's surprising the scrutiny you get in your personal life and some of the things that go on out there. It's absolutely surprising.
Okay, now here's why you get scrutinized. Because you buy Tom Cruise's friendship and you shut down a goddamn amusement park so that you and your family can go there, and then you call the Washington Post to scream to them that Tom Cruise is your best friend.
Right.
Yeah. That's why.
Right.
That's why there's the incredible scrutiny.
That's right. And you know, stories circulate like people can only call you Mr. Snyder.
Right. You won almost everywhere you went and always against the odds so that you had a bit of a chip on your shoulder, which is good. But did you know how hard it was going to be to win in the NFL? Did you have any idea?
Not really. I think that you realize as you're in it, this is more difficult than you thought it was going to be, but you work harder. And
yeah, you know you work harder at? You work harder at making sure that you have a 70th anniversary patch.
And a 75th anniversary
and
patch.
And a 75th anniversary. And get working now on that 80th anniversary patch.
That's right. You can do it every 5 years.
Forget about being to hike. Forget about being able to hike the goddamn ball
right
on the 2 yard line to win the game.
End of the day, I think we'll win. We'll come out on top.
But why hasn't it worked? God knows you put everything into it.
It will, and it's really a matter of we had a rough season last year. We think we're off to a better start this year, and I think when it all comes down to it, it never goes exactly as you plan.
Did you know it would be this tough? Come on, you thought it was going to be easier. Yeah. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
And George.
Yeah.
George being George.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. Well, anyway, what else does Snyder say on this thing?
Many good things.
Many
he
good
hums,
things?
He haws.
He hums, he haws. Okay. Well, we'll listen to more of this. We come right back.
Very good.
More show coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.